Over 50 travelers from different European countries are heading for China along the ancient trading route running across the vast land of Eurasia. Frau Emsk Tuis comes from Hamburg. She says she can't wait to embark on the journey.
I'm very excited about the trip. It's time for me to slow down to experience the local culture and the customs and build connections with local residents. Most people are familiar with the ancient Silk Road that's recorded in history books. Now we read a lot about the new Silk Road on newspapers, which was quoted as the Belt and Road Initiative that's proposed by China. I think the trip will help us to get rid of the stereotypes and the bias and obtain a brand new understanding of the region.
The annual trip was launched by a travel agency of a prominent weekly publication, Dyset. The magazine's former president, Dr. Teo Sommer, participated into the program in 2016 when he traveled across China from the port city of Shanghai to the inland city of Xi'an.
The first time I went to China was in 1975. Over the past decades, the country has made tremendous achievements in its own way that is unique and cannot be replicated. During the trip, travelers will take a glimpse of the rapidly developed high-speed trains, frontier electronic information technologies. They will also be warmly welcomed by hospitable Chinese people.
Data from the Culture and Tourism Ministry shows the ancient Silk Road is rich in tourism resources, as 80% of the world's cultural heritage are scattered along the route. It covers a vast market, over 60% of the world's population located along the route. Chen Hongjie is the director at the Frankfurt office of the Chinese Culture and Tourism Ministry. He sees huge growth potential of the tourism market along the Silk Road.
Over the past few years, China has been expanding cooperation with countries along the Silk Road in tourism sector by jointly launching a variety of events, such as the Tourism Year, with multiple countries. We have formed a marketing alliance to promote tourist programs on the Silk Road. I believe the travelers will have a different experience this time.
The 10,000-kilometer journey will end in Shanghai in July. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.